There we go.
I call this meeting to order at 12:07 on Wednesday, September 30th at 12 p.m. Do I have to say the whole thing? In the President's Conference Room, yada yada. Agenda item 2, roll call. Do we need to do a roll call? We don't have a sheet. Roll call. Okay, Senator Bond, present. Senator Green. Senator Eschenbaugh.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator Jacoby is absent, excused. And I think that's everybody. Okay, quorum is present. Agenda item 5, old business. He has nonprofit 3. Oh, agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes.
Yeah, Dennis asked Amy to come today so she could speak a little bit. You know how you guys are planning on going out to having an event where you go to schools and read to children and welcome schools? Well, Amy's actually just met a new community partner where that might be a possibility, so you actually wouldn't have to do that legwork, but we're not sure. She was going to speak to that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll come a little closer so that Dennis can hear. I just realized if I talk way back here, you might probably hear me, right? Yeah.
Or we can move Dennis.
Dennis, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hold on. It doesn't work. Okay, well, I think I want to step back for a little bit because, so I'm Amy Kokas, and I know I met some of you on and off, but so I have been put into a new role within the Center for Student Engagement. And so I think that's important. I was gone on maternity leave for a little while, so about 3 weeks ago I came back, and so I started working on my new role, which is really just being a connection person with the community, because the university has new standards around if we are going to partner with a community partner. And one of those steps includes a site visit. So that means I have to go to the location, I have to fill out these forms that were done by university lawyers, and then that way they're an approved site that we can send students to. And so that's a lot of the process within the last 3 weeks that I've been just putting into place. Stephanie, who had previously done this, who's now on maternity leave, had done quite a few site visits already, so we have some approved ones. And then the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement has done some too. So we have 32 approved so far for the university. So I wanted to start there and saying we're building those numbers as we go along. So with that, then, people are now coming out of the woodworks without us even doing outreach to people yet, which was going to be sort of my role within the next couple of weeks. And so one of the groups that came to me is, they're called Communities in Schools, and their website is cisnevada.org. And I talked with her yesterday about what their organization does. I still don't have a full understanding of what they do, but if you go to their site, they're partnered with six local schools. Let me just, locations, let me tell you where they're at. They're currently at Libby Booth Elementary School, Natchez. Elementary School, Vaughn Middle School, Hug High School, and Washoe Innovations High School. So those are the ones that they have partnered with. And they have site leaders basically at each of those schools. And then from there, they do various things with students, from the mentoring, tutoring. They said they run a food pantry sometimes. They provide different supplies. They do drives, I think. So she told me like a snippet of it. This is their website that I haven't explored fully yet, but I have a site visit with them on October 12th, I think it is. So in 2 weeks, because next week is fall break for Washoe County School District, so nobody's there next week, so we did it for the following week. And I point that out just because we can't start working with them until that a site visit is complete. And so I will learn more about this organization once I visit it, but I guess I'll pose to you all, what are you looking or what are you planning on doing? And then I can figure out maybe that there's a different organization that you guys could partner with easier. So,
Senator Eschenbaugh.
Senator Green came up with a great idea of having six tech schools that we go and read books to. And the six schools would receive people from six different departments on campus. So athletics, AAC1, various organizations that would want to participate. And I think we were looking at doing it during the reading week, which is in November, if I remember correctly. Okay, in November. And we are just looking at schools that we can partner with to go in and read and kind of explain what we do and get younger students sort of thinking about college or just seeing college students early on.
Yeah, I think this might partner really well with this group.
Perfect.
But you're in particular thinking reading, or are you going to be donating books to, or is it just going to be reading?
Senator Green, do you want to touch on that? No one said anything.
Continue.
You're good.
Do you want to have a meeting with this group, Senator Green?
I would love to, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we do that? Because first step one is that we have to get them as an approved partner. And then step two, I think we can, I would like one of you or all of you, whatever, to talk with her about how, what you're looking to do and how they might be able to support that idea. When are you looking more towards the beginning, early November, late November, or you don't really have a specific date yet?
I believe the rather reading week is like the 22nd to the 27th. I'll double check that day because I'm up at the calendar. I think it was Monday to Friday, and I was hoping it'd just be like a Friday that way schools are, which I think would be that 26th or the 27th. I think it's literally Monday to Friday. So can it be that 27th to that way it's easier for schools to just mold their schedules to fit one thing, and ideally it all works simultaneously, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So that's tied into a national reading week? Is that for Nevada or is that a national?
It's a national thing, but the schools here participate in all the elementary schools end up participating in every year because they asked us last year.
That's in November. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I can see more information that I already have collected if you would like me to.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just learning something. It's great. I mean, yeah, you can send it to me, but I think it'll just help me when I initially make contact with her to just say, hey, is this, what are you guys doing around this? And then, you know, bring you into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. That's exciting.
Any more questions? All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Moving into, do we have to cover old business? No? Okay. Moving into agenda item 6, new business. He has the stack in the center. Every student, every story is looking for volunteers to help get middle schoolers interested in thinking about college. The next one is on Monday, October 10th from 9 to 1. More information's on GivePulse, so something to mark in your calendars. Did he talk about this at Senate? Dennis, did you talk about this volunteer opportunity at Senate?
I did. So I've been working on the civic engagement series that would be help everyone feel like they're part of the community. looking towards volunteering on campus. So I talked about this being the student services. And I talked to Sandra, Sandra from the center, and she talked about how she really needed people to come and volunteer at these, because there's one on the 10th, there's another one on the 22nd, and there's one more after that. And she's like, she just really needs help because of all of them know about it. So I know she reached out to one of the professional staff, I don't remember who she said. And she told me that I can use that as one of our first events that I can talk all the student services about. And other than that, I'm just, it's going to be like the very first one that I'm going to talk about when I email, once the email for the student services go out, or the competition goes out. And I think it's going to be super good. I'm just, and, yeah, done.
Senator Henderson?
Dennis, where is it?
It's in the general.
It's, okay, so it's on campus. Okay.
Yeah, so what I was talking about it to, I wanted most of the students to be on campus. That way it's easier for students. One of the issues that Amy told me about was that some people are having issues publishing stuff. So a lot of people on campus are already publishing stuff. So until like there was like a majority of events that people could just go to off campus, I didn't want to post stuff that was like only, oh, 10 people can go to this and it's like one group. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Awesome.
Any more comments on that? Question? Okay. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Any public comment at this time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I wanted to go back to say a couple things. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to make sure if you guys have any questions around GivePulse to let us know. I think one of the things that we did do, and I'm not sure if you guys noticed it or if you've seen it lately, but we turned on the point leaderboard. So one point is for 1 hour. But these are verified hours. So we do have some students, in particular, I'll tell you, at Dormstorm that volunteered. And remember, this is a whole new system, right? Mm-hmm. And so one administrator from Res Life has to verify all those hours with the Greek Life office. So there's some delay in some of those hours being approved. But we're working through that. So, but I do want to show you that we put this board on here so then that way we can start to recognize people. And that was part of the thing over the summer that the staff had come up with an idea, or it was students, and a hope is to do the 100-hour challenge.
Yeah.
And so I know you guys were exposed to that right at Senate. Thank you, Dennis, for passing those out and having people do that. And our hope is this helps to feed into that challenge as well of getting people to do service hours out there. We are working with various groups to get more things added. We will be doing, yesterday I met with the United Blood Drive area, so they're going to be looking for volunteers. And we actually also talked about if you volunteer to give blood, that's worth 1 hour of volunteer time. That's what she does with groups that come and have forums and stuff. So we're going to work with them to get that on there. And so we're just, I think, barely at the surface of where this program is going. And mostly we need a lot of ideas of how to get students to activate their accounts. Because every student is loaded in here, but if they don't log in with their NetID, they're not active, right? And then we got to figure out how to get people to keep going back to it. Because the way we've only figured that out is by sending sort of email alerts like, hey, this is coming up. So we're still exploring those ideas as well. But I think, you know, we want your feedback on how to make this program more successful. Right now we've just been doing a lot of back-end administrative work of how to get this. You know, we have all these affiliates that have been trained, and why aren't they posting events? So we're going back to them. Like, is it the technology you don't understand? Or don't have something coming up, which, you know, I doubt. I think they have things coming up. So we're trying to work out that process. But I just want to make sure that you know we keep kind of adding things to the system as we start to find out. So,
okay.
Any questions or anything around GivePulse?
Yeah, I've been playing with it a little bit lately. It's a little bit tricky for me. I mean, I'm pretty good at technology, but for some reason I've been having trouble, like, finding
the opportunity.
Yeah, and, like, being able to add certain things. Like, when I look up the area code, nothing from UNR comes up. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Are you logged in?
I think that might be the problem. Because I think it's the difference between the app and online.
Okay.
is for sure, I think, the problem.
So their app development is
not
where we...
I think the app, you can sign in on with your Facebook, and I did that because it's so much easier, but then you're not logged on through the university, so I think that's kind of a disconnect, too. But I think we should probably suggest only doing it online and not on that, because I think I was talking to Trenton about that yesterday, Springmeyer said, yeah, it's way easier to do it just online, and the app is kind of like weird, can't find things on the app and whatnot, but the online is way better.
That's good to know, because maybe we won't push that yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And it's not on all platforms, so that also makes me worried about pushing it, you know, the app piece of it. Yeah, and what we learned, what is this, that there was a default one to just create an account with your email and then or do it with your Facebook, and everybody started doing that, but they weren't doing it with their NetID. So we had the company actually, if you do that now, so new users aren't probably going to... The option is right away log in with your NetID. So that way they activate it with their NetID and then they get in the university portal system. And that's talk about some learning curves that we've learned along the way. Because then what we want to do is make all the events private so that community members aren't signing up for these opportunities because they're really set for college students.
Yeah. So on the app, you have to either log in with your email or your Facebook. There's no NetID, so the app is probably not going to be working for students at the university.
Okay.
So yeah, I wouldn't push. Because yeah, I've been, obviously, I have not been succeeding very well on the Get Pulse because I've been logging in.
Like, where is this?
Yeah. So, yeah. But that's, at least it's good to know that, like, we should be pushing to just do it on computers and not on the app itself.
Yeah. But I'll take that back to the vendor.
No, yeah. Say, hey, could you pull up the, like, log in with your NetID tab as well as an email and Facebook? So, cool.
Maybe we can have, like,
a UNR
or something.
Any more questions about GivePulse?
If you have more feedback, please let us know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Dennis? Or Senator Green, sorry.
That's awesome. Yeah, great. That's, however you guys can help, and definitely keep giving us the feedback so we can give it back to the vendor or change the way we're doing things. And I was going to say something and now I forgot. Oh, we're going to be adding a new one come October that I'll share with you guys if you guys want to share it at Senate too, is that we're creating handbills around all the early voting dates here in the Joe, and we're hoping that we can canvass the neighborhoods by putting these door hangers on doors within the surrounding neighborhoods. Okay. So that one's going to go up on GivePulse soon so that we can get some help doing that. And we set the dates, not tomorrow Saturday, but the next two Saturdays in a row, right before, because people still have time to register to vote. Yeah. So the idea was if we get some volunteers and we go out and canvass the neighborhoods, hopefully we can get some more people to sign up.
All right. Any more public comment? No? All right. Moving into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 12:26.
Just post. Yeah. Just post.
Wait. How do I stop?
Only press it once. Yeah. And then, oh shoot.
Is there a stop?
Oh yeah. Press